The White House Report.
Over the weekend, African-American Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell stumped for votes for Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Doug Jones. He's trying to beat out Roy Moore, the Republican controversial Senate candidate. Sewell campaigned over the weekend with U.S. Senator Cory Booker, whose mother hails from Alabama. Congresswoman Sewell.
We in Alabama deserve a United States Senator that will not have his character questioned for the rest of, you know, their time in Congress. We deserve a Senator who can hit the ground running. And there's only one candidate in this race that has earned the vote of Alabama citizens, and that is Doug Jones. My fear is that we're all concentrating on just the African-American vote, when in fact it has to be a strong coalition to elect Doug Jones, a coalition of the traditional Democratic base, along with moderate Republicans being willing to cross over and vote for him. We're excited about the enthusiasm on the ground in Alabama for Doug Jones. The reality is that Alabama is a red state, not just a red state, it's actually blood red. And those of us who have grown up in Alabama have always tried to be positive ambassadors to the goodness that is Alabama. My hope is that will reign supreme. Those of us who are from Alabama have always tried to overcome our sort of painful past. And we need to continue to move forward and not move backwards. And there's only one candidate that will move us forward, and that's Doug Jones.
Now, you talk about the painful past. You're trying to move forward from the painful past of Alabama. You have a candidate who continues to talk about the fact that everybody got along during slavery. People care for each other.
Yeah.
The only thing that Muslims have done for this country is 9/11. He talks about homosexuality. Who is this man?
Listen, Roy Moore is a known entity in Alabama. He's been around for 40 years, but he has a strong religious right following that is about 25-30%. It harkens us back to the current president and the fact that there's a strong base that's highly motivated. And those folks don't believe any of the allegations, the very credible and brave allegations of the women who came forward. They are diehard Roy Moore fans. And so in Alabama, the fact that he's a known entity, and either you are with him or you know that that his positions and his stance are antithetical to Alabamians. And so the reality is that we need to motivate those people, that set of people, the people who are embarrassed by what he says, the Alabama folks who are worried about our economic viability going forward, the fact that we are vying for these very important projects in the state of Alabama. And, you know, will we lose them because we have a senator that positions are so backwards? That's a possibility. So I think that those of us who are out there, like Cory Booker, I was so happy that Cory came. I mean, people don't know that Cory actually has roots. His mom has roots in Alabama. And I thought that he was really great on the stump, talking about how America owes a debt of gratitude to the state of Alabama. He personally, because of his family, because of the movement, the civil rights movement, the voting rights movement. And he was saying that, you know, we have to make the case that, you know, that Alabama deserves to have a senator that is going to be about the current Alabama and not the past. And we want to be on the right side of history on this, though. This is a very important vote for the folks back home. And I've already voted. I had to vote absentee because we're in session. But I left a very enthusiastic group of folks in the state of Alabama for Doug Jones. I just hope it's enough.
So we know the evangelicals are for Roy Moore. We know that he's trying to get the moderate Republicans to come on his side. It's not enough black votes in Alabama to prevent him just by themselves from winning. So with that, what is the equation for Doug Jones to win?
The equation is to motivate our traditional Democratic base, as well as siphon off moderate Republican votes that, you know, from folks who just cannot vote for Roy Moore, like our senator. I thought that one of the best closing arguments for the case for Doug Jones was really given by our senior senator, Richard Shelby, on the Jake Tapper Show Sunday. We deserve better in Alabama, is what he said, and that he could not vote for Roy Moore. Now, while our senator wrote in a Republican candidate, my hope is that enough Alabamians will see that we need to vote for Doug Jones, and that we will actually win this election. I think that I've always been against the narrative that the only way Doug Jones can win is with African-American votes. Yes, African-American votes, just like traditional Democratic votes, the base must come out and turn out. But it's not enough to just win African-American votes. He must really appeal to a broader coalition in Alabama that includes moderate Republicans. And what I hope is educated suburban women who will also cross over.
And when you talk about women, and I'm going to end on this, I talked to Gloria Steinem this week, and Gloria Steinem made a poignant point that President Donald J. Trump won 51% of white married women. And she feels the reason why he won that vote is because these married white women in this nation are dependent on their husbands economically and societally. Do you think that could be the case here as well? That as Whitmore has these allegations of being a pedophile, that with young girls, do you believe that if he gets a resounding vote yes from white women in Alabama, it's because they're voting for their husband or in their husband's interests?
I actually don't believe that. I think that a lot of the white Republican women that I know in Alabama are deeply religious, and I think that if he wins the white women vote, it will be because of his stance, this evangelical stance on some of the social issues. What I'm praying for is that the folks in Alabama won't be single issue voters and only vote on social issues, but would rather vote on their pocketbooks. I think that there's some truth that white women and white families in Alabama tend to vote for Republicans. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Hillary Clinton only received 28%. Trump won Alabama by 28 points. So we're fighting a very uphill battle in Alabama to try to get the Republican vote. I know too many independent-minded Republican white women in Alabama that are just not, following the beat of their husband, but rather are also, are influencers in their families. I really do believe it's about some of the social issues that are very pervasive in Alabama that Roy Moore has, really taken as his own.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I just want the state of Alabama, I want us to be on the right side of history, and we've done all we can to activate the traditional Democratic base and also to appeal to moderate Republicans. I'm very proud of Doug Jones' campaign in the sense that we have really worked hard to not just appeal to one segment of the Democratic base, but to all of Alabamians. And his message has been the same, whether he's been in an African-American church or if he's been at a chamber meeting. He's talked about the bread and butter issues that are important on economy, job creation, economic development, health care, education. And those are broad issues that should appeal to all Alabamians. We're excited about tomorrow's race. It's unpredictable because I don't think that you can actually poll, just like you couldn't poll it in the presidential election. But I can tell you that on the ground, the buzz, the excitement, the energy is there. I just hope people will go to the polls and vote.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.